And all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. A medium is a person who claims to have a paranormal gift, an ability to see connections beyond accepted scientific limits. Some mediums offer contact with the dead through seances, whereas others offer guidance with the help of tarot cards. Trying to contact the dead through a medium is a practice that reaches back through human history. 1,000 years before the birth of Christ, King Saul of Israel attempted to ask the spirit of the dead prophet Samuel for advice. All over the world, the police seek the help of mediums and spiritualists with complex investigations, even though there isn't a single documented example of a medium's helping to solve a case. Chapter 1. Elisabeth Grimm is 51 years old, and her hair is peppered with grey. She has cheerful eyes, and when she smiles, you can see that one of her front teeth sticks out a little farther than the other. Elisabeth works as a nurse at the Birgitta home, a children's home north of Sundsvall. It's privately run and takes girls between 12 and 17 years of age. Many of the girls have problems with drugs when they arrive. Almost all have a history of self-harm and eating disorders, and several of them are very violent. For them, there aren't really any alternatives to group homes with alarmed doors, barred windows, and airlocks. The next step is usually adult prison and compulsory psychiatric care. But the Birgitta home is one of the few exceptions, offering girls a path back to society. Elisabeth likes to say that the Birgitta home is where the good girls end up. She picks up the last piece of dark chocolate, puts it in her mouth, and feels its blend of sweetness and bitterness tingle under her tongue. Slowly, her shoulders start to relax. It's been a difficult evening, even though the day started so well. Lessons in the morning and swimming in the lake after lunch. After dinner, the housekeeper went home, leaving Elisabeth on her own. The number of night staff was cut 4 months after the Blanchford Holding Company bought the place. The residents had been allowed to watch television until 10. She had spent the evening in the nurse's office and was trying to catch up with her logs when she heard angry shouting. She hurried to the TV room where she found Miranda attacking little Tula, yelling that Tula was a cunt and a whore, dragging her off the sofa, then kicking her in the back. Elisabeth is starting to get used to Miranda's violent outbursts. She rushed in and pulled her away from Tula, earning herself a blow to the face, and she had to shout at Miranda that this was clearly unacceptable behavior. Without any discussion, she led Miranda away along the corridor to the isolation room. Elisabeth said goodnight, but Miranda didn't answer. She just sat on the bed, staring at the floor, and smiled to herself when Elisabeth closed and locked the door. The newest girl, Vicky Bennett, was booked for an evening conversation, but there was no time because of the trouble with Miranda and Tula. Vicky tentatively pointed out that it was her turn and got upset when she was told it would have to be postponed. She smashed a cup, then slashed her stomach and wrists with one of the fragments. When Elisabeth came in, Vicky was sitting with her hands in front of her face, blood running down her arms. Elisabeth cleaned the cuts, which turned out to be superficial, put gauze on her stomach and bandaged her wrists, then sat and comforted her until she saw a little smile. For the third night in a row, she gave the girl 10 milligrams of Sonata so that she'd get some sleep. Chapter 2. All the residents are asleep now, and the place is quiet.